This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and another edition of Feel Good Habits, this time featuring my new friend, brand owner, facialist, and former ballet dancer, Jordan Samuel. Now, I say new friend because we only met a matter of weeks ago at the launch of his range on Decult Beauty in the UK at a dinner he hosted. Actually, I think Caroline hosted, in his honour, in central London, and a few flutes of champagne, a couple of requests to see his dance move. It's not a night out if you haven't asked him to do the splits. An IGTV filmed on the stairs about his retinol oil, hydrating mist and aftershow cleanser, thank you very much. And a friendship was born. And Jordan, as you will hear, is just good energy, positive and such a go-getter. So he was such an obvious choice to come on the show and share his feel-good habits. It's also his debut on the podcast, but trust and believe, he will be back. All the links to Jordan and everything we discuss will be in the show notes. But for now, please join me in welcoming Jordan Samuel and his feel-good habits onto The Emma Gunn Show. There's one person I love chatting to, and it's you. It's Jordan Samuel.
Yay.
Now, we've done an IGTV together, but this is your first appearance on The Emma Gunn Show.
I am so excited and so honored. Seriously, honored. Thank you. I've been such a fan.
Thank you so much. That's very nice of you to say. Now, we met only a few weeks ago, and I like to think it was a meet cute. It was love at first sight, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
And partly because you are such good energy, we had a good fun giggle the first time we met, which was very, very lovely at your launch in London. We had a lovely dinner, didn't we?
Oh, it was amazing. If we could go back, that would be lovely.
I know. There was a nice lemon meringue for pudding, if memory serves.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so it just seemed that you would be a really good person to speak to for feel good habits because you seem like good energy. You're very disciplined. And yeah, I just really wanted to find out from you what your feel good habits are. Like, what do you do, whether it's you can't wake up in the morning or you just think, oh, I just want to roll over and stay in bed all day, or when you just feel like life really isn't going your way, what your strategies are that help you keep moving forward, because you are the founder and CEO of Jordan Samuel Skin. You have pushed a business forward. It's a very competitive place. So what are your strategies, Jordan?
I love this topic because I think it's really, really critical now. But in general, I just think it's great to always have in your back pocket. And something that, not to get too far into this, but I was formerly a professional ballet dancer, which was my entire identity for my whole life. And when I retired from that, there was I transitioned to skin, but I felt like I still had one foot in each profession almost. I hadn't fully grieved my professional ballet career, but I wasn't fully established in my aesthetic skincare career. And I went through like a really bad bout of anxiety, stress and anxiety for the first time in my life.
Wow.
And was put on like a low dose of medication, which I hated and immediately got off of because it was helping, but I was not myself and I knew that was wrong. But anyway, through all of that, I found meditation.
Ooh.
And to me, that is just like my number one feel good tip, and meditation that works for you. So this is not me doing it an hour every day, carving out time, stressing about the amount of time I have to do it. Funny enough, since we've now been working from home, being inside, not being able to go out, I will do meditation for 3 minutes. If I have 3 minutes, I will just sit and close my eyes and do breath work, do a little mantra, or 5 minutes, or whatever that time period is. I really haven't actually done it for more than probably five in the past few weeks. But just that consistency of quieting your mind as much as possible, for me, it helps I don't want to say it helps structure the day. It helps put me, it gets me in a different mindset for the day. So then if the news happens to be on, the way I'm reacting to the news tends to be a little bit better if I've had a little bit of something going on. I mean, it all comes back to the news, whether you're reading the news online, on social media, seeing a post on social media that maybe sets you off, or actual news on the television. But simple. And, you know, the thing too is I really recommend that people look into it, because people think that they need to sit and be quiet and not have a thought come into their mind. And if they don't have that, they're failing at meditation, which could not be further from the truth. The whole process is to sit there with those thoughts, let those thoughts come in, acknowledge them, and then let them go. And keep doing that until you sort of are in that silent space. And that might be, like, for me now, I've meditated for years, and some days are better than others. And some days there, it is a clear mind, and other days that mind is not clear whatsoever. But that's not the point. The point is to is consistency in that. So for me, meditation is like my number one. You can do it from anywhere. You can do it laying down. You can do it sitting. Ideally, get a quiet space and turn off the TV. But I'll do it laying in bed and just close my eyes and do some breath work. And there's great apps. Some are free. A lot are free right now, actually. Guided meditations. Oprah and Deepak Chopra. That's actually how I got into meditation, funny enough, was Oprah and Deepak Chopra did their first like 21-day meditation challenge years ago, maybe like 8 years ago at this point. And I did it. And it was great because it explained everything, and it gave you the guided meditations. It just put the sort of tools in your hands. And I love that.
Do you remember the first time you meditated, and did you feel ridiculous? Or sub question, how long before you realized it was actually having an effect?
I for sure felt ridiculous because I was doing the whole thing. Like, you know, I'd cross my legs. I was, which you can do, you don't have to do, but like there is that nice sort of peacefulness to it. But yes, no, I felt like a farce in a way. It was not something that I'd ever like tuned into or was into, didn't really know what I was doing, but I did it. It was sort of, I got to the point where I'm like, I don't want to do this, so let's try this. And, but then I'm trying to think, I feel like it was one of those things where it probably started helping from day one, but it wasn't until probably 6 months later where I realized, oh, my mood's actually been fine. Like it wasn't, you know, so there wasn't a time period where I noticed it immediately work, but it was probably months after where I realized, oh, I haven't been stressed. I haven't been anxious, and realized that that period had gone on for a long time, but tracing it back. So yeah, it's just a little bit to me. I liken it to taking medicine or taking, well, no, that's not fair because I actually, well, taking medicine does make you feel better, but I think that has a negative connotation. But meditation to me is more of a, it's like a workout for the brain. So you get a good sense of well-being afterwards too.
And without wanting to revisit a difficult place, but do you have just a way that anxiety used to make you feel? Like if you had to describe it to someone, how your anxiety manifested?
It was just complete impending doom, out of control. Not out of control. It wasn't ever dangerous. It wasn't ever, but it was just, yeah, impending doom. It was like everything was bad. Like the walls were caving in. That's the best way to describe it. Just anything, you know, whether it was health or business or personal life, it just felt like I would always go to the negative. I was in a bad loop in my head.
I had a brilliant explanation of it yesterday. I read it somewhere, which is anxiety is being trapped in the present by the fear of the future.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I that's exactly what I had. With a little bit of grieving the past, which I think threw in a whole different type of like bad mix to it. Absolutely. That's perfect.
And so if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I keep hearing people talk about meditation, I get it, I'm going to give it a go. Is there a resource that you would recommend that you, whether you tried it yourself, whether you know that your friends have had success with when you've suggested it to them?
Honestly, I would start with the Oprah and Deepak Chopra meditation challenge. There is a website for it. Because they just
I'll find the link.
Yes, and they just launched a new one maybe a few days ago, maybe a week ago, in reference to everything that's going on now. So I think that's sort of helpful. But what I like about it is Deepak Chopra specifically walks you through as a beginner things you might feel, ways you might be while meditating, how to sort of let that come in and come out. There's great apps once you sort of get the gist of it, but mm-hmm. it's the perfect starting place because there's explanation behind it. You're not just jumping in with music and a mantra or something, which would be absolutely fine. But I like a little bit more of explanation so people know what to expect.
And do you feel that, I know the show is obviously called Feel Good Habits, or this particular franchise is called Feel Good Habits, but I feel like with meditation, it's called a practice for a reason. And also being consistent, doing it regularly, it becomes a part of you. It's not like it's not a quick fix, but if you're prepared to put the work in, as you say, the way that you deal with work, the way you deal with other things, your reactions are consistently across the board going to be better and serve you better. So you're not going to be making knee-jerk reactions or freaking out as much. Is that kind of what you experience?
Yes, absolutely. And while it is a practice, like I said, what I am, and this is going to go into something else that is not really a habit, but that I'll talk about in a bit, but it's being gentle with yourself. Like, I'm very big on being gentle with yourself as a habit, because I think we are so programmed to be like, we have to get up at this time. We have to do this. We have to do this workout. We have to go to bed. We have to do our 12-step skincare routine. You know, we put ourselves in all these sort of crazy boxes and just being a little bit more gentle with yourself. And so for me with meditation, while it is a practice, I do the 3 to 5 minutes. I don't do the 20 minutes anymore if it doesn't work for me. So that part A. B, yes, for me, it's not this incredible sense of euphoria, but it's how I take things in, how I process things, and how I always say, like, how I have the loop in my mind going. It's now an always a positive loop. Like, there's never this sort of, which I think sometimes people get in this, I call it a loop, like a negative loop of sort of these thoughts that just keep going, you know, negative thought after negative thought. So that to me is how I do it, and then how I process the results from it.
I find it really interesting as well, because as you said earlier, you were a professional dancer, and that is one of those professions that we all know is incredibly intense physically, requires a huge amount of dedication, and requires an incredible amount of pushing. Like, when I think about professional dancers, I think about really pushing your body to the max. And I find it really interesting that you talked about grieving, not doing that anymore, but then almost like training your mind muscle where you'd been like physically training for so long.
Yep. It's exactly. So that's something that I'm not going to talk about, but physical, well, I guess I am, but not in the sense of like an actual workout, but physical movement to me is just as important. And exactly.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Meditation is like the mind workout. It's the mind part of the workout for your body. Absolutely.
So being gentle with yourself, you said, was another one, being kind to yourself.
Because I really still think, even now that we're working from home and we have the ability, I think, to for once be gentle with ourselves, if we want to sleep in those extra 30 minutes. And I know that, like, we should still have, I believe, regularity in our schedule, certainly. So, you know, don't start going to bed at 3 a.m. if you're waking up at, you know, and all over the place. But just being gentle with yourself. So now if there is, you know, maybe you have a really bad lunch or a really bad dinner, so what? Let it be, move on with it, change it for the next time. I just think right now more, I like being gentle with myself in general. I'm somebody who, if the alarm goes off, I don't jump out of bed. not because I'm not happy, not because I'm not driven. It's just the way I have to process and start my day on the right foot. So mm-hmm. like the alarm will go off and then maybe I'll take 10 minutes just petting my cat or, you know, having time to just chill. Then I get up slowly. Then I have my breakfast. I just need those mornings to be like gentle for me. Mm-hmm. And obviously gentleness and gentle with yourself and being kind with yourself is going to be different for each person. But like I said, you miss a workout that you wanted to do, then you miss a workout and you just start back the next day. You have, you know, you're craving chips or you're craving X, Y, and Z. You know, you enjoy those. And just really be kind to yourself, because I think in general that's good. But right now it's at the top. I think the last thing we need is strict rules and guidelines for our own personal health and well-being while inside and working from home.
It's a really good point as well, because one bad day, one bad meal, one doesn't mean it has to follow. Like, that's where you're going. It's just one.
Anything, always. And that's what that's how I talk too about skincare, not to make this a skincare.
No, we can talk about your skincare. I love it.
When people like they beat themselves up for not taking their makeup off one night, that's fine. Just get back to it. You know, do your mm-hmm. routine in the morning, then do it again. Like, it's the bigger picture, right? It's all about the bigger picture. So we have to be gentle with ourselves and we have to be kind with ourselves. And right now is the time where things are going to be different and things are going to be unique. So yeah, if I think I did have like a handful of cashews and like a bag of chips for lunch the other day, and that is not my usual lunch, but we then just moved on with the day and I was fine with it. And, or if like yesterday, maybe I slept in 30 more minutes, or maybe I like did some emails in bed, or yeah, exactly. I just feel, oh, and on Monday I've been regulated with my at home workouts, but on Monday it would have been too much. Like, I would have put too much stress on myself if I actually went and did that workout and then was frazzled to do the next thing. So you know what? I didn't do the workout, but then it was fine because then I did the workout yesterday and I'll do the workout today. And same thing. So I just think sort of easing those borders for yourself, making life a little bit more, I mean, right. I'm Italian American too. So it's always the sweetness of doing nothing. So I am a big believer in that. And I think we overschedule and overbook ourselves. So if there's no better time than now to do that. So I'm a big fan of just being gentle, being kind to yourself, and finding sort of your happy groove. I mean, I think that's the cool thing, right? With all of this is we can find these new, I don't want to say new normal, because the word normal now is being thrown around and there's never going to be a new normal after this. Mm-hmm. But a new normal, a new side of you that maybe you haven't mm-hmm. experienced before, because you had to get up and go to work at a certain time, or you had to go out the door and do X, Y, and Z, or you had to go to the gym, or you had to do this. And now trying to find those different places where you can be gentle with yourself and kind to yourself.
Yeah, it's a big adjustment.
Yeah, very big. But I think it will be worthwhile. I really do. I'd see it for myself, at least. I think it will be very worthwhile of like the things that we should take moving forward out of this and those that we can leave in the past.
100%. And is there another habit before I slip in a cheeky question?
Super easy. But honestly, for me, and I don't know about you or anybody else, but being a former dancer, loving music, and for me, my like outlet used to be even jogging on the treadmill, doing the elliptical with headphones in, listening to good music, or even taking a Zumba class. But it does not have to be a structured workout. It doesn't have to be anything on the computer, but putting on music on a speaker in your headphones. Like, I'm watching my husband right now. He has his headphones in. I'm sure he's listening to good music. But like, listen to good music and just like dance around, move your body. Just, I mean, movement in general, we know, is a great habit and a great thing for mind, mm-hmm. body, soul, skin, everything. But put that music on while you're cooking dinner, dance around, have fun, just have your own dance party. Honestly, have your own damn dance party.
Yes.
Because it's so good. Like, it's so good for your body. It's so good for your mind. And I just think that I can't imagine people, and I'm sure some people are, and they're blasting their music and they're indoors, but it seems like things are quieter, at least around here in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Everything's quiet. I don't hear music in the building. I don't hear music outside. All I hear is the news, which is not great. So mm-hmm. putting on good, uplifting music, dancing around, and just like work it out.
Yeah. I've got a business idea for you. You know, House Party, the app?
Yes.
Where everyone's dance party with Jordan Samuel.
Yes. I love it.
I will be in that party.
Yeah.
And also, I've done a few of these interviews now, and what's really struck me is how a lot of people are saying that their skincare routine is always a good habit, but is something that they're not looking at it in the same way as they were. So what used to be maybe perhaps quite functional of, I want to do that, I want to use this to get this result, it's now definitely becoming more of a pampering experience. And I wondered whether you've changed that as well.
Well, for me, being in the skincare world, I've always made it a super pampering experience. Also because it's, whether I'm trying a new product out from our lab or my line or from another line or from a friend's line or something like that, I've always really used it as, I'm also a big believer in facial massage. So I do take time in my routine anyway. But yeah, that routine is happening like clockwork morning and night, because that's definitely my like go-to. But I'm happy to see that people, yeah, are sort of also seeing the point in everything they're using. I think by having it be more pampering, having it slow down a bit, having it be more self-care, they can look at each product and see its function instead of sort of like you said, I mean, yes, functional, but sometimes it's just you use X, Y, and Z because you've been told to use X, Y, and Z, or because you, but now to really look at what each thing is doing, what it's bringing to your skin, and if it's serving a purpose for you.
Then do it. Now, are you, because again, having spoken to a few people for this already, having a little bit of time, or having perhaps potentially more time than before, people's creative juices are going. And I wondered if that's happening. I can tell by your face. That's obviously happening to you. Is there going to be like a whole new franchise or hundreds of additions to the range?
So there is, yeah, I have a lot of ideas. There are some that are being worked on and finished and completed, some that need some more time. Well, and the other thing too, is it's also been the reverse for me. There's been things that now, for me, have been under the microscope, like maybe a product I was going to bring out in a few months. And I realized like, no, it's not as good as I thought it was. But I've always been a big fan of, I get my most creative ideas on an airplane. My phone is off. I'm focused. Like I'm just sitting there. There's nothing to do. I mean, so I'm either sleeping or probably reading, or, but I can get in this zone where like, I'm not going to go up and walk around the block. I'm not going to there's nothing to sort of take my attention away. And I've sort of felt that now, because if I don't want to have the bad news on, I just turn off the TV. And so there really isn't anything to take my attention away, so I can focus on the creative side. And yeah, no, it's been, and also what I want to see in the line going forward. Like I really want to also get, I think sometimes it's easy to not get caught up in, but just, you know, I start creating product and I see this for something, but I really want to get back to the meaning of the brand, which has always been there in the first place, but just take everything, put it under a microscope. If it's serving a purpose for the brand or for somebody out there, then great. If not, then it just isn't. And I think that's going to be a big component of the brand going forward.
I love these habits. So we've got meditation, and you've given a really brilliant resource there. And listeners, I will put the link to Oprah and Deepak. You like Oprah, you're friends with Caroline. Everything makes sense. also being really gentle with yourself, training your mind muscle, moving physically. These are all really good things that it's just helpful to remember to just incorporate into your day. And they don't take up a huge amount of time.
Super simple, super easy. Right. The whole thing that I gave could be 10 minutes, not even.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's so kind of you. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Obviously, the links to your skincare, where you can get it, everything, your social media, will be in the show notes. And when we can see each other in the flesh, you and I are going to sit down and we're going to do a proper full length, no holds barred podcast all about your career, your line, everything. I cannot wait. We were going to do it hopefully on your last trip. There just wasn't time, but
yeah. I can't wait.
I'm going to get you, boy.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you very soon, my love.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.